just collection agency operators on the board, but why a CPA?
Well, the nature of the board at this point does give it very loosely the powers to go out and audit another collection agency.
I see.
And
have they ever used it?
I'm afraid so. The collection agency operator members of the board have used it, and as a result have gotten us currently in quite a little problem. It's a very bad problem. We felt with a CPA who really would have very little interest in the collection agency business itself, hopefully, that if an audit was requested by the board, that would be a more logical person to do it than an agency operator who has a tremendous amount of interest in that other collection agency for which he's decided to go out of the books.
You know, this sounds to me like we're taking a Band-Aid and chicken soup approach to trying to solve a significant... I mean, if you've got problems, why don't we consider specifying a position in the budget to deal with collection agents or something like that? Their problems, but it doesn't sound to me like beefing this thing up is going to do any good.
No, first let me say what I was going to say before we got on this. I think on this particular board, we require less expertise than on most boards. You don't need a lot of expertise in being a collection agency business, really. You need to be a businessman, but not to be like a doctor or nurse or have any particular academic specialty background or something of this sort. And the CPA is one of the things that I wondered about, too. We figured one collection agency operator is enough. Certainly need a public member on there. And rather than make a big board, or just one will probably do, one good reputable individual. But the CPA was the only thing that I really wanted to hear something from.
That was our reasoning when we discussed this, was that there would be some expertise in the field of auditing and in the financial field for which the rest of us don't necessarily have the expertise.
Yeah, well, John reiterated about the same thing, but I just wanted to hear it from you.
Well, if it's this committee's intent to go ahead with this, then it'd be my suggestion that we leave it at five members and add two more public members, or two CPAs.
You know, I don't know of any... Well, there are some, too, I guess. Most of them we have two public members at the most, but isn't there one somewhere we have three? But this one, I would say the public member is probably more important on this particular board than on most.
Is that right?
I believe so.
So.
I like that idea of a CPA. I think that expertise is...
Right.
Well, what's the makeup of the five-member
bookkeeper
term?
What
is it now?
The makeup of the board currently is two public members, one of whom was the chairman of the board, and has since moved away. That position has not yet been filled. Two collection agency operators, both from Anchorage, and the commissioner, or as it turns out, his designee, which in this case is
you. Me. I'll overlook one thing. You could add one more public member and the commissioner, which we
right.
should.
Sounds
that's
like that's the way to do it.
Two public members,
one collection agency operator, one CPA, and the commissioner.
Or well, put the commissioner or his designee.
Or his designee.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, talked about giving this board more power. I was interested in which you haven't, but I was interested in your comment. How'd they get you in trouble? They don't have any power. What'd they do?
It has been basically a courtesy extended by the division director to have the board members assist in the licensing process, although by statute it is done by the division or the member of the board from the division. In the first place, the AG's office has advised us that that's not a good idea because we're sending the applications around to the board members, which is a conflict once again with the two members of the collection agency, and we are letting wander around out there in the mails information that's confidential, which is their financial statements.
So you're not going to do that anymore?
No.
Now, by that you mean the Division of Occupational Licensing won't allow it.
We will do the licensing as it says to do in the statutes.
Okay, so you have the authority to...
Right. And then each applicant will be investigated by the investigator, as it should be done properly.
Well, are you comfortable with this makeup of the board that we're talking about now?
Yes.
Okay.
Number nine. This was thrown in because evidently there's no procedure stated in the statutes, step-by-step process, on how to file against a bond or to obtain a bond. Now, I don't know much backup on this, and I was hoping Ann or Elaine could expound on this because they were at the meeting when this was thrown in. But evidently there's nothing at all in there on how the public layman or anybody could go about filing against a bond of a collection agency. And they feel that this should be in somewhere.
All right, why not a statement that calls for regulations to be adopted again?
That's good. That's what this whole process is supposed to be about.
Okay. Number 10.
Sounds reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, number 10 is section 08244280F, which simply we're deleting one term, and that is the board. In this sentence, in the context that it's in, it states that the records shall at all reasonable times be open for inspection by the department, the board, or their authorized agent. We're saying that it should be open for inspection by the department or their authorized agent. The reason for this is the board members who are on the board are often owners of collection agencies.
Isn't that fun?
And therefore all their records are open to other collection agencies' names, addresses.
Well, why don't we drop the or authorized agent too?
Well, they may have an authorized agent. I don't know if when you enter into a contract or if you had an internal auditor or something.
If we have an auditor.
That would be...
Also, if there was a collection agency for which we had a complaint and their trust account or something like that,
okay.
We would not have the expertise. We would have to hire an auditor.
Okay.
That.
Mr. Chairman, could Elaine make a comment? She's frantically waving her hand.
Yes, Elaine.
I thought you just put a CPA member on the board for that purpose.
Yeah, you know, I was still dwelling on this thing, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, but Mr. Chairman, you might not do it.
Yeah, just because that person's on the board doesn't mean he's going to perform the audit.
No, he might be fighting for that position.
Well,
but he should be
a
able
time-consuming
to explain
situation for a board member to be expected to perform audits free of charge, too.
What's on 11?
Okay, 11 is simply deleting the non-residency section 082430. No, I think the non-residency, it says it should remain that in order to obtain a license, an individual must be a resident for 1 year. Otherwise, somebody from the lower 48 could just come up, open a fly-by-night collection agency, and that would be it. Now, the board suggests that we should delete the residency statute and allow anyone to come up from another state and open the agency. But it is my feeling and that there should be, that we should not do this, that we should keep the residency statute intact.
Were
and
you,
they would have
were
to
you
remain,
there when the board made that?
Remain in the state.
Were you there when the board made that decision?
For 1 year.
No.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I can't understand why.
As a matter of fact, I'm wondering about the board suggesting this because this board is pretty cautious.
Yeah, it is strange, isn't it?
It is very strange.
Well, do we have national collection agencies, very reputable agencies that might at some point be interested in coming up here? And then what we're doing is essentially precluding them from having an office with this language?
Until they're here for a year, yes.
Well, I don't think that's a good idea.
But I know we all have a license to do most things, but I really can't see the validity in that.
Okay.
We've knocked this around, but never came to any conclusions. What do most of us think about that 1 year residence?
Well, I just want to ask you
a
quick question. I'm not familiar with collection agencies. Do we have national collection agencies that are quite reputable? And would that be a concern?
I don't know if you consider, for instance, not ones connected with other businesses. We're talking about independence. I was thinking of the...
Can we constitutionally require that, Ann?
So on, they'd have
I'm not sure about that.
We don't require that on any other boards that I can
Most of the boards, we have been...
statute changes have been made not to require
right.
the residency requirements. However, in this particular type of business, I think that that was one of the reasons it was brought mm-hmm. up. Most of your national agencies probably would not actually come into Alaska and open up an on-the-spot shop. For instance, Sears has a large agency.
Sure.
Big outfits. They just either hire someone within the state to do it, or they just start sending you nasty letters.
It'd be a little harder to check his past if he was out of state, but 1 year is not enough to really determine how reputable.
Well, I think with all the questions we deal with on residency anyway, we'd be wiser to just stay away.
I think so. I'm sorry to get that to you, John.
So then you want to keep the non-residency.
What is
section
it?
In
just,
there.
Just don't require.
Now, we should delete section 08241101, which states qualification for operator's license. To qualify for an operator's license, the applicant shall have been a resident of the state continuously for at least 1 year. And you want to get rid of that. Because here it says to get a license,
justified.
You have to be there, and then here it says non-residents. You don't
well,
have
read
to be
the
there.
Non-resident.
A non-resident may apply for and receive a collection agency license or an operator license or both on the same basis as a resident. The application fee for a non-resident operator's license is $100, and the biennial license fee is $200. The application fee for a non-resident agency license is $200, and the biennial license fee is $400 for the principal place of business.
So we allow it.
That's current
yes.
statute?
So we already allow it anyway.
Well, there's a conflict
yeah.
then
but
anyway.
Is, that's what I'm saying.
So
we want to delete one
yeah.
of these, and I think it should be 08241101
right.
from what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay, then
yeah.
that's agreed upon.
Now, wait a minute now.
Ignore him.
Just don't have a residency requirement.
Exactly.
Resident and unresident, just delete that.
Well, that's what we're deleting.
What? Trust me.
Oh, well, I forget it.
Okay.
Okay.
You did a good job, Mr. Chairman.
One more page.
Yes.
Oh, we already
since we're keeping
that.
Non-resident in there, we're upping the fees.
I object.
I knew you would.
For non-residents?
Yes. In other words, the section that I
that?
Just...
You're right. Why would I object to non-residents?
We're upping it from 100 to 200.
All it was.
And the biennial renewal from 200 to 300.
How did
that's
you,
all we're doing. We put that as optional because we didn't know what we were going to do with the non-resident.
Well, the non-resident...
I don't understand. The,
some,
we
some
just
big
made
chain.
The decision a couple minutes ago to say 300.
There
you've got it
no,
printed at 300.
Means for non-resident.
Where am I?
There are no non-residents.
You
believe
that?
No, this is non-resident.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's how you did that.
No,
yeah.
no,
yes.
I haven't seen that.
We would have to change that.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Is the Sears one, they have one for their store, right?
They don't.
And that's for anybody else?
They just,
well, what's
they
the
have a national organization, and that national organization, wherever its headquarters are, just writes nasty letters around, I guess.
Artists? What was the answer
occasionally
to your
they will
about
hire a local
about.
Agency to go
hmm.
after.
Uh-huh.
About
that's
they
that's
have
what
have
I was wondering. You know,
from their
ABC's floating around out there. ATC's floating around out there.
What do we decide on those fees?
What
yes. Well,
I don't know what brand.
Brad, do we have any more of these sunsets in our committee?
Just raise them proportionately.
You've got a lot of bills to bring back to us, haven't you?
Yeah.
You've got hairdressers and you've got more.
Well, the hairdressers, we had Mike Rose came at the last minute after he had a brainstorm, you know, wants us to change some things. But
it's
House and the Senate, we haven't decided we'll do
it. Brad, we haven't gotten out, have we, correct me if I'm wrong, mm-hmm. but in answer to that, we have not gotten out any sunset from this committee, have we?
Mm-hmm. We've introduced the hairdressers, barbers and hairdressers, but we haven't, you know, as a bill.
How many do you have? There's hairdressers.
We had ten all together.
Ten of them.
So you've got 10 bills coming.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, how many of these?
The only ones we haven't introduced are those we're holding off to prevent any.
We better hurry.
Bro. Any free conferences are in the, this has been a guidance.
Like the other free sunset, and I hope now we've got
no
problem.
No, I think we're beating that in that we don't have the problems with a free conference committee. See, we're a little better coordinated.
We're trying to work with the House, and we're trying to tell
the only thing we aren't
them.
Coordinated with,
so
even on APUC,
if
we've got to go back to them with the changes we had today.
How do you think they're going to work?
It's just a lot of damn work
I've
in these
got,
damn
I've
things.
Got a real problem with that.
Brad, do we have any more decisions?
Electrical
and the marine pilots?
Parts of it, or what?
Well, on that thing on the REAs, I really have.
Marine pilots and this one are the only ones we aren't together with the House.
Is that right?
Yeah, the only ones we have to go to free conference thus far.
Brad, do we have more decisions to make like this to go through these boards?
No.
This is it.
This is it.
So now we'll just see the bills in printed form.
Right,
bills,
now you'll just see the bills and then we just have to go over the bills.
And the public accountancy one went to, the president asked me about that. Where do you want these to go, Brad? Anywhere you want to send them. So the public accountancy went to judiciary.
Well, why is there even a second referral?
Huh? I don't know.
No, does he want to kill that one?
I think maybe Ziegler, he's sort of close on that. I don't know how he feels. Whatever he wants to do is his business, but we can object.
But I'm surprised about it. I thought it was a pretty good bill, wasn't
it? Yeah, it is.
They liked it?
Well, I think he really is for the CPAs, and that doesn't hurt the public accountants.
No, as a matter of fact, we were...
Are we adjourned?
So I think he just wanted to make sure that it's sealed, if that's what you mean. He just wanted to kill it. No. There's some things he wants to kill, but that's not one of them.
So
he'll just have to have it before his committee before our
Have we moved?